Europe's last dictatorship faces challenge from a novice. Europe's longest-serving leader, Alexander Lukashenko, is facing an unprecedented challenge as he runs for a sixth term as president of Belarus in elections on August 9th. A former teacher with no political experience, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, has emerged as his main rival, pledging to restore democracy. For the first time in his 26-year rule, Lukashenko knows the majority don't support him, says Alexander Feduta, a former aide to the incumbent. Belarusian bully Lukashenko has ruled the former Soviet Republic for 9.5 million people since 1994. His regime was dubbed Europe's last dictatorship by President George W. Bush in 2005. He has jailed opposition leaders, repressed independent opinion polls, and held elections deemed severely flawed by the European Parliament. Now, anger has mounted over his mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic. He dubbed it a psychosis that could be cured by vodka. A decade of economic stagnation and financial dependence on neighboring Russia, which many citizens see as a threat to sovereignty. Rookie's Road. Tikhanovskaya entered the race when her husband, Sergei Tikhanovsky, a popular YouTuber who led rallies against the regime, was jailed in May. Backed by opposition figures, Tikhanovskaya has brought record crowds to rally in support of her three pledges: to free political prisoners, reverse authoritarianism, and run new free elections within 6 months. Police have responded with heavy-handed tactics, arresting more than 1,000 protesters, according to the Minsk-based human rights group Vyazna. No contest. The incumbent will almost certainly claim victory through a fraudulent election with vote rigging and ballot stuffing, analysts say. But his battles won't end there. Protesters have no intention of backing down, says Matthew Freer, an expert on Belarus at Leiden University. And a weakened Lukashenko will find it far more difficult to resist the Kremlin's influence. If he cracks down on dissent, he will lose the chance of turning to the West, leaving him with no choice but to work with Moscow.